the benefit of all, let us stick to the topic, let us be to the point, and let us get on with as many questions as we have. I call upon any person who wishes to ask any questions. Good evening. If you could address your question to me, and then I will put it on to Mr. Dida, please.
Well done. Oh, good, thank you. Mr. Lockyer, as you finished off your quote from the Quran saying that you Muslims believed essentially all the revelations of the past prophets, quoting from Abraham right through.
Right.
Right. And it's in that context that I wish to ask a question referring to Jesus from that point of view.
Right.
Okay. Now, I have in my hand a book called The Holy Scriptures, published by the Jewish Publication Society. The point I want to make is it's not a pro-Christian publication. It is the Jewish authentic scriptures, right? In fact, it has been authenticated by God himself, in as much as the Dead Sea Scrolls, which were discovered by a Muslim. And I think in that is a very pertinent message to Muslims, authenticating the very scriptures that Jesus said, I do not come to do away with the law and the prophets, I come to fulfill them. And Mr. Dida, you yourself said, if Jesus was here, if it was possibly the same person, he told you something, you would accept him because you knew he would not tell a lie. Right. So, in other words, I want to...
Can you just ask the question?
I will do.
Please.
I want to give the background because it's very important. I want to quote from the book of Isaiah because it is one of the many scrolls that was preserved in the Dead Sea Scrolls intact. It hasn't been tampered with for 2,000 years. This is the point I want to make. It's authentic. It's original. Let's start at a point of
agreement. Sorry, you want to make some comments. You don't have a question for the speaker. Please, if we can get down to the question, I think it will make things much easier. Ask your question, let the speaker answer it. Let's be fair to you as well.
Are we having troubles here?
Yes, everyone will get a chance. Everyone will get a chance. We're waiting for the question. That is all. It's as simple as that.
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman, Alma, which can be also translated virgin, will give birth to a son. Now the Quran and the Bible both agree this is Jesus. And his name shall be Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Just bear that in mind. We turn the page to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse... Yeah, it's coming.
We'll give you a chance. Carry on.
I thought that this was a goodwill meeting.
Right.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name is Pele Joaz El Geboa Abi Ad Sa Shalom. And at the bottom there's a note here. That is, wonderful in counsel is God Mighty, the everlasting Father. This little child, this little boy is going to be the everlasting Father. We turn the page for one last quotation, then comes the question, and I thank you for your patience. In Isaiah 53, we read these words. And their iniquities did he bear, he bore their sins. Because he bared his soul unto death, he was numbered the transgressors, yet he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. See, Dad, you asked the question, where did the Christians get the idea that Jesus was God? Which is what we mean when he said he was begotten, he was God that came in the form of a man. Now, my question is this, the Jews themselves are expecting God in the form of a man as their Messiah. Why then does the Quran, which claims to have its roots in this very book, preach a different Jesus? That's my question.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, let me correct my brother Spade. The Jews were not expecting the Messiah as a man God. They had no such idea. The word Messiah, I gave you an idea that this is a very common word used in the scriptures. I gave you from the very book that you were quoting just now, from the book of Isaiah. I said that Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1, Cyrus, a pagan, a polytheist, an idol worshipper, God Almighty calls him Messiah. If he calls a pagan an idol worshipper, which is the greatest sin, to these monotheistic religions like Judaism, Christianity and Islam is to associate any beings with God. This Cyrus was a pagan and idol worshipper, and God calls him Messiah, and he says, I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. You, a pagan, you don't know me, but I say surname you Christ. So a pagan can be Christ, and pillars can be Christ. In your book, you want me to give you references? Pillars. Pillars are anointed. Are they made into Messiah? Pillars. Pots and pans. I gave you reference of pots and pans in the book that's given to you. All the text is given. Pots and pans are anointed. Anointed in Greek Christos, which is Christ. In Hebrew Messiah, pots and pans. Pot, Christ. Pillar, Christ. Priest, Christ. It's all in your book. Then you quoting me about the this prophecy about Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is a name. Emmanuel means God with us. And he shall be called Emmanuel. I'm asking learned men of Christianity, who called Jesus Emmanuel? In all his 33 years, give you one reference. Who called him Emmanuel at any time? Who called him Almighty God? Who? Who called him so? Nobody. Did he say, I'm God? Did he say, worship me? On the contrary, he says, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him that sent me. He said, see, the words ye hear are not mine, but the Father that sent me. He had given me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak, even as the Father had said unto me, so I speak. He says, of that day knoweth no man, no, not the angels, nor the Son, but the Father in heaven. In what way is he claiming equality with God? Where does he say, I am God? Where does he say, worship me? There isn't. I'm saying, where did he say such words? Nowhere. To the contrary, he's saying, my Father is greater than I. My Father is greater than all.